And as we continue our coverage of Central College women's basketball, we're joined by head coach of the Central College women's basketball squad, Justin Wieland, following an 86-75 win here against the Spartans. Coach, I gotta start off here. 86 points, first time the Dutch have scored 80 all season long. I'm sure that's got to feel really good for a team that offense has been hard to come by throughout conference games.
Yeah, for sure. It's nice to see a lot of the things that we've been working on. I mean, I know the last game against Loras didn't go the way we wanted it to, but you know, I actually thought our offense was still pretty good against a really good defensive team. Kind of the same thing against BV. That was just kind of a really defensive struggling game or defensive heavy game. But yeah, for us to put up 86 points, shoot. Like 54.3% from the field or something like that, 38.1% from three. We won't talk about the free throws. but, I mean, the free throws at the end when it really, really mattered, when we needed to knock them down, I think we only missed about one or two. It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to kind of lean on the ones that kind of had the hot hand, which, you know, Good to keep CC going. M went out and had a big game. Got shooters in the right spots. It's just everything we've been talking about.
Absolutely, and I gotta start with Emily because you mentioned her there. Emily Notton had felt like a near flawless game here in this one.
Yeah,
three of three from three.
Technical.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was gonna give her a hard time about that in a minute, but I mean, three of three from behind the arc, three rebounds, 25 points. Two or one assist, only the two turnovers in the contest, even had the steal in there. I mean, just a really big-time game from a player who, you know, stepped up when the moments were needed for someone to step up.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest thing that I've been talking with her about. You know, I think she's had a really, really, really good last three, four games. And the biggest thing for her is she's seeing the game the right way. She's making the right reads. She's making the right passes, taking the right shots. It's just we're not always under control. We're not always on balance. And that was the difference. Like, that's the difference for her. When she's finishing at the rim, when she's a little bit under control, when she uses her change of speed, when she's got her balance. Same thing from the three-point line. It's just under control. We're gearing ourselves down, slowing ourselves down. And then it also helps with the turnovers. You're going to take care of the ball when you have better balance, when you've got more control. So, yeah, it's always nice to have a one-point guard that you can lean on late in a game like that. You know, we've got two of them. I thought Jazzy did a great job. There's only about 1 minute where we got a little sped up, but it's really nice to see her have a game like that. She's especially with the season and how it's gone so far for us.
Absolutely. Well, we talk about seasons and the way they've gone. You mentioned CC Moore in that grouping too. I mean, just hasn't necessarily had the year she wanted with maybe health and other things just kind of playing a factor in that. It feels like she's getting healthy here late in the season, which is good to see because we're seeing a lot more of that energy and that normal play you see from CC on the court.
Yeah, she's back to being herself, being a double-double machine. It definitely is. She's definitely feeling a lot better. She's been putting in a lot of work, and it's just nice that she's been working so hard, not only just to, you know, fight through and all the work she's putting in to stay healthy and fight through everything, but just the work she's putting in into the gym day after day. It's just really nice to see the fruits of her labor, you know, really, really start to, you know, show the results are finally showing for her. I know she was getting really frustrated, but I think there's a lot of reasons for it. I think we're also getting her the ball in better spots, getting her the ball a lot more, getting her the ball a lot quicker. She's also not, just solely focusing on her back to the basket. She's trusting that 15-foot jumper. She's trusting the three, rim running. She's scoring in a lot of different ways. It's nice to see her at about, the last four games. I think she's been averaging about 16, 17 points a game, about 10 rebounds. So let's just keep that rolling these last four games.
Yeah, let's do that. And again, we're talking to Justin Whelan, head coach of the Central College women's basketball team. The other thing I got to highlight, too, is, I mean, it felt like they had some moments there early in that fourth quarter where they kind of went on that run. In the third quarter, talking to the people here at Dubuque, that's kind of their sweet spot is that third quarter there. But other than that, it felt like the defense today was really solid. And I know that, you know, when you look at 75 points, it can be a little deceiving in terms of that. But overall, kind of felt like the defense took another step today as well against Dubuque.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of annoying because we've been really disciplined all year. I agree. I thought the defense was great all day long. It was just the last minute reach-ins. There was a couple of ones that I, you know, thought could have had a question mark next to them. But at the end of the day, like, if you put yourself in that position for them to call it, you're giving them a chance to call it versus just keep moving your feet, walling up, and going to get the rebound. So I think if we wouldn't have let them get to the line 28 times, I think this is a very different score at the end. But kudos to them. I mean, they put that was our game plan, was to take away the paint and to take away the free throw line. That's where they like to live, and we did one of the two really well. But no, I agree. Defense has been solid again the last four games. I feel like
I would agree with that. Now looking ahead, we got Simpson on Wednesday, and you know they're going to come in really hungry after a disappointing showing in Storm Lake today. What do you guys got to do to ensure that you keep this momentum rolling and try to build that momentum as you try to find your way into the conference tournament play?
It's just us focusing on us. We know what we have to do against them. Again, not that I'm not worried on the offensive end. We know what we have to do on the offensive end. We know what we need to do on the defensive end. And it's just understanding that we have to really just execute our game plan to the absolute best of our ability. We know it's going to be a fast-paced game. We know they're going to try and get out in transition. We got to take away all their transitions and focus on creating good opportunities ourselves in the half court and really just trying to make it a half court game. So we'll focus on us. We're not worried about anybody else. We're just kind of taking it game by game right now.
Absolutely. Coach Whelan, appreciate the time, and congrats on the big win here against Dubuque.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Justin Whelan, head coach of the Central College women's basketball team, following an 86-75 win over Dubuque.